This is the VOA Special English Technology Report. Hundreds of students from around the world gathered in New York City last week for the Microsoft Imagine Cup Finals. They came to present their ideas for using technology to solve world problems. Microsoft Education Director Susie Levine says the 9-year-old program began mainly as a competition to create technology.
When we realized that students really actually want to have a purpose for what they're creating, we introduced the idea of inspiring them with the UN Millennium Development Goals and suggesting that they use those for their muse.
New sources for ideas this year included intergovernmental and non-governmental organizations.
This past year, we also rolled out something called the Imagine Cup Solve This library, where IGOs, NGOs, and nonprofits can submit some of the technical challenges that they would like students to consider for their solutions.
Microsoft says over 350,000 high school and college students registered for this year's competition. Judges chose more than 400 of them to attend the finals. Ms. Levine says several teams were inspired by current events, including floods last year in Thailand.
One from Thailand called New Crean, where they created a Windows Phone 7 application that allows you to broadcast your location to your social network of friends so that you can be more easily rescued.
The New Crean team from Chulalongkorn University in Thailand named their app Terra. Susie Levine says there were also ideas from Egypt inspired by the revolution that overthrew President Hosni Mubarak in February.
One was to use Bluetooth as a sort of a Twitter equivalent, so that if the government shuts down the internet, you actually can still have a massive social distribution.
Students competed in 9 categories. In software design, the top prize of $25,000 went to Team Hermes from Ireland. The students developed a device for cars to collect information on road conditions, driving behavior, and traffic incidents. A team from Taiwan's National Tsinghua University won first prize in the embedded development category. They developed a network of wireless devices to help plot the safest escape routes during a fire. Next year's award ceremony will take place in Australia. Registration for Imagine Cup 2012 opened Friday. Also, Microsoft announced plans for a $3 million program to help Imagine Cup winners further develop their projects. And that's the VOA Special English Technology Report, written by June Sims. You can learn English with our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.